Hello and welcome to a special edition of Money Matters. You know, there is not a week that goes by, hardly a day that goes by, without somebody asking me what they mean when they talk about, can I get market returns without risk? And along the same lines, do you have a strategy for stop losses? Can we participate in the market without having downside risk? How can they say that if it's not true? All these questions float around about the same thing, and that's annuities. But not just broad-based annuities. Predominantly, it's these equity indexed annuities, and I'm going to break today down into several different segments. We're going to talk about why this product is even on the market, why people buy it, why they believe that story. We're going to break it down for you and break down the numbers, because it's not okay for me to just say in a big picture way, are you kidding me? Your grandmother, who didn't get through the ninth grade, knows you can't have market returns without risk. You cannot. We all know that. But we don't want to just say the big picture, because somehow people go to these dinner seminars, they listen to people on the radio barking all the time about the giant casino that there is called Wall Street. And so we need to break it down in a big picture way as well as a small picture. So I am going to get into some numbers with real contracts, people that have walked in our office and said, what is this thing? So we have contract dates that we can compare exactly to what the value is versus the investments that theoretically they are mirroring. And we'll break down why they don't work. And yes, we're going to put this out on the website as a separate, if you will, education segment that you can go to, click on, and say to your parents, to a relative, to a friend, before they get trapped, because it is a very trapping, expensive experience to be stuck in one of these high commission, simply can't work, won't work products. But we need to set the context right. And that is, why would people believe that you can get market returns, even participate in the market, without risk? So on a big picture basis, when we think about this, we have to come back to something I talk about all the time. Fear sells. Your own fear, our own fear of a price movement on an underlying investment we make, whether it's a real estate investment, it's stocks, it's bonds. Somehow, when we think about that, we get very fearful about a price movement. But see, fear sells. And this has been something for all my 35 plus years that I've been in the industry, because you go back, this is not new. Now, some of this is new, and I'm going to cover that in a minute to understand better why we do this crazy thing, why we want to believe it. But it's not new. People have been talking about gold and silver and how you have to hide for the coming calamity, the coming debt time bomb, the coming QE thing. It, whatever it is, there's always a doomsday out there. Always. And people have made a fortune selling fear. Not just now, not with these products, with all kinds of products. Most of it, yes, you hear about it, you see it on TV, washed up actors and actresses, or I don't think there's any actresses, women are nicer than that. They get on and they tell you all about what they have in their safe, because I want to get my financial advice from a washed up actor who has nothing to do with Wall Street. Or I love the one where the guy who used to run the mint. Now, what does the mint do? They make currency. That's what they do. So a guy that makes currency in coins it must, of course, be some kind of financial expert. I think that it would be a guy that's really good at printing. Has nothing to do with it. But these are the people they parade around, and this is why I've got this, and this is the coming disaster. And you see now, a little differently, we don't just have newsletters that come out, the constant doom and gloom. They run all day long on the side of your emails. And if you ever clicked on one, you're done. Now, what I mean by done, I don't mean you suddenly are going to succumb to all that. What I'm saying is now you won't get normal ads about, you know, something like the financial markets. No, it's now it's all going to be doom and gloom because, you see, the algorithms all know you are now susceptible to a negative message, a fear message. And it's not enough to just say, you know, fear sells and when there's lots of bad news out there. We need to understand what it really does to our psyche. When you turn on the TV, and over 90% of it is negative, over 90%, we see the one jetliner in the world that, you know, twice a year falls out of the sky. We don't hear about the million flights that landed safely, ever. And I understand that. That's not what they're going to report every night. But it's not all bad. And what we have to fundamentally understand is how bad we feel in a world of such abundance. Think about it. All the medical advances, all the wealth that's being created, not just in the market, everywhere. The fact that people don't starve to death, even in Africa. Everything's changed. We just kind of like within the last 5 or 10 years, the entire world is changing so fast with such abundance that people don't starve to death anymore. The third world nations are rising up against dictators. We feel that there's more terrorism and more problems in the world. Our chances of dying if we should take a trip to, you know, the Middle East or Europe or something like that is so high that we're risking life and limb. We feel that way. But the reality is the world has never been safer. Now, think about that. We feel completely opposite of the facts. Why? Because 24/7 media coverage. If there is a terrorist event somewhere in the world, it will play constantly. If a child disappears in Florida somewhere, we will hear about it all day long. As if this was an occurrence that occurs every day on every main street all across the United States. When we get in this kind of a fix in our brain, where media just is not, nobody cares about media. You know, for example, right now, the market has just done so well for so long, CNBC can't find any viewers. Nobody cares. Market goes up every day. Not every day, but it goes up a lot. But oh, does viewership take off when there's a problem? And then it feeds on it. So then we watch as we get a normal correction in the markets, and then we watch and we see TV, and it drives us more and more and more to make, unfortunately, bad decisions. Do you realize, as the Wall Street Journal reported recently, that since 2012, $1 trillion has been pulled from the market by retail investors? $1 trillion. How's the market done? Since this market timing event, we all know it's continued to rock higher and set record highs. Somehow in our mind, we take investments in the stock market as you have the highest returns, 10% since 1926 on average. Nothing else is close. Full liquidity. If you have $50 a month, you get to get in. No, it's not a place for the wealthy. It's a place to become wealthy. You have no management requirement at all. In fact, they don't want your help. And you can get in and out for pennies. Almost no cost, unlike any other investment. it's an astounding thing that we take a little bit of price movement in that, if we kind of weigh that out, scales of justice, and we somehow outweigh that. So we are fixated on the unimportant. We are fixated on price movement, not long-term performance, even though we're buying businesses. The businesses, the managers, the CEOs, all of their lieutenants, all they're focused on is how they can build the business long-term. Not whether their stock price is at $90 or it's at $80. Sure, we all like to see the stock prices go up. They do too. But if they're not paying attention to the business, that's a long-term death. We fixate on the wrong things. $1 trillion taken out. Why? Because of QE 1, 2, or 3 ending? Yeah, that would be one reason why when you read that blog. When you read that blog again, we're going to guess that gold is going to do well. That somehow PE ratios are too high or too out of whack for when we get rid of QE, except that isn't true. We need to worry about Greece. We need to worry about everything, and we get fixated on the wrong things. We get fearful. This is why we turn to a product that would say we have a guarantee. Because that's all we want. We want a guarantee in a non-guaranteed life. Something that I can guarantee I won't have a price fluctuation. But the price you pay for guaranteeing is that you also guarantee you won't have returns. You guarantee very high commissions. Oh, but they don't charge me. Sure, that's another lie. We'll come back to that. You tie money up. You don't have any liquidity left. You can't change your mind. Or you can show very high losses. So as we get into this, I'll break it apart a little bit in the next segment. But what I want you to understand as we head into the break here, you are being driven to products like this out of a ridiculous fear. And I mean ridiculous. By thinking short term, you completely miss it. And you might say, well, I'm 70 years old. I don't have long term. Really? You don't have 20 years? And if you really are that short term, why would you tie it up in a product that has charges to get out for the next decade or longer? There is no panacea, and you know that. So I want you to think of this from a big picture perspective, okay? And then we're going to break it down into littler pieces. Why don't we do this? You know, I'm licensed to do this. I could certainly do this. All you have to do is have an insurance license. But you see, with an insurance license and the fact that I'm securities licensed, that we have a registered investment advisory, so the SEC is involved, and the fact that I'm a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, means that I would have to disclose everything. I would have to be honest. I mean, it's just, you know, if you're only an insurance agent and you don't have the licenses, you don't have to actually fully disclose. I don't want to say not tell the truth, you know what I mean? But hey, isn't not telling the truth kind of like an omission as well? I don't want to let you know anything about this, really. It would have to be disclosed how big the costs are, how it can't work. You'd have to have real illustrations showing why it can't work because you put caps on it. Now, let me take this back a step and say, why don't CFPs? Why don't investment professionals? Why doesn't Warren Buffett, Goldman Sachs, Petzo Financial, not on the same platform, of course, but the point is, why don't we? If it's so good, why don't we put my clients into this? I mean, with 10 or 12 or even higher commissions, if we moved 20% of our client money, we'd make tens of millions of dollars. I guess I'm kind of stupid. I guess Warren Buffett's a buffoon. I guess Goldman Sachs is full of people that just simply don't know what's available out there. Because who wouldn't want market participation with no risk? back up the truck. I'm done. We're done. It's hard to manage money. It's hard to manage money for income. It's not when you tie them up in a contract, you're done. Boom. You're done. You're over. Here, give me 12% of what you put in. You would have to disclose how high the commissions are. They don't. Have you ever wondered why the people that pimp these products don't carry licenses? Have you ever wondered why they're not certified financial planners? A little editorial sidebar here. The Department of Insurance in the state of Idaho is simply not doing their job. They apparently don't care about seniors because that's who falls prey to these. Everybody else fully understands, fully embraces the fact that, very simply, you can't have market returns without risk. I'm going to break down what those real returns are when we come back here in a minute. But again, the big picture is this. If this is a product that makes sense and I'm licensed to sell it for my clients, why would I turn down tens of millions of dollars of compensation? Why do other people like me turn down tens of millions of dollars of compensation? Why don't the quality companies out there utilize this product? Why? Doesn't that make sense? Why wouldn't I just dump people in a product? I don't have to do anything. I don't have any work anymore. I just disappear on my yacht because I'm making tens of millions of dollars. Because it doesn't work, and it won't. And right after this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about and start breaking down the numbers. So it's not just a big picture at it. Look, you've got the numbers. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome to this special segment of Money Matters. I'm Dave Pezzo, of course. And if you have any comments, questions, please shoot those over to us at pezzofinancial.com. As I said in the first segment, is just no period of time, reasonable period of time goes by. People don't ask me about some kind of question like, hey, what is this stop loss thing you can do where the market doesn't, you don't fall with the market, it takes you out and you don't lose money and stuff like that. It's an equity indexed annuity. That's what it is. It takes you out. How can I get market returns without risk? You can't. How can they say that on the radio? How can they say that in advertising of any kind if it's not true? And the answer really on that last case is really painfully unfortunate. But if you are only insurance licensed, you don't have to have the kind of disclosures you do when you're an investment professional, a CFP, or even a securities licensed person or a registered investment advisory like we are at Pezzo Financial. You don't have to. And I don't know why. And if you find it as offensive as I do, I would suggest you call the Department of Insurance and ask them why. I'm hopeful that they will at some point in time feel enough pressure to stop allowing senior citizens to be taken advantage of. But let's dive into the details or more details why. We gave you kind of a big picture that this doesn't make sense on any level. Well, how about proving it, okay? Well, here's one thing that I think you need to understand. This might be a little big picture, but I'm going to break it down even more. You have to understand what makes up the 10% per year market returns. How do we average 10%? Is it because it's kind of around 10, we have some good years, and it might slide clear up over 10%, and then it's a little less than 10, it's right around that neighborhood? The answer is no. There is great fluctuation. Now, follow me on this. This is why the product won't work, period. This is the fundamental reason why. When markets fluctuate a lot, in other words, we have big ups and we have some downs. Now, the biggest category, if you will, of market returns is big returns, like over 15%. That's the biggest category, if you can believe it. Over 15% is far and away. If you were a betting man, right, you'd go, hey, I want to bet on this category being what we do this year. That would be the smart bet. That would be what the casino would bet, okay? Because it is most likely to happen. But those big gains you have to capture to offset the losses or the minimal returns, you know, where you get 1 or 2% or whatever, okay? Those have to be offset. That's how we get back to the average, because almost never the market does normal. Now, this confuses our linear brain. It really does. We see 10% as a, you know, pretty much a nice straight growth line. We see that in our mind, and we understand the market fluctuates, but we think it kind of fluctuates around that number, and it does not. Markets go up 20%. They go up 30%. They may go up 18, 2, 3 years in a row, and that makes up for the little losses that we come back to the 10% average. Again, messing with our linear brain. So when we cap those gains, meaning, how do we figure out how not to have this product? How do I not have any losses when the market goes down? The way you do that is you could go out and you can buy what are called puts or protection on it, and it's very, very expensive. It would wipe out your returns, of course, over time. Your returns would go to near zero in the market over time. But you have to have that if you are an insurance company. We are going to have to figure out a way to stop the bleeding, because we have certain guarantees. And one of those guarantees is what? You can't lose. You get market participation with no risk, no price declines. So the market goes down 10%, you go down zero. Sounds like a great bargain. But if the market goes up, like it did last year, for example, at 20%+, it goes up 20%. What do you get? Well, each product is slightly different, but I want to kind of break this down in the next segment as to one that I'm specifically looking at. But let's just say the cap, because this one is, and I'll explain what that is in more detail, is 3.5%. 3.5%. That's the maximum you can earn. So if the market goes up 30, you get 3.5. Nice deal, huh? You mean if the market goes up 10, I only get 3.5? Yes. Market goes up 15, I get 3.5? Uh-huh. That's right. Well, at least I don't lose. Okay, that's correct. You don't. You also can't win. So in years the market goes down, you earn zero. Years the market goes up, you get 3.5. Well, that's not a very good deal, because I'm going to, by definition, I can't ever get more than 3.5. That's correct. Well, how's that market participation, you might ask? Yeah, I would ask that question. It's a fair question. It should have to be disclosed, and of course it is not. Now we're going to take a quick break, and I want you to understand, again, it's that volatility. We put the cap on it, and then I'm going to break down the numbers in the next segment here. But you've got to understand that overall, if we cap the gains and then use that to guarantee that we can't lose, there's also, we've got big commissions to pay. We've got big profit margins for the insurance companies that do this. We've got marketing materials to pay for, ads to run. See, the costs don't even stop there. Oh, and for those of you who are wondering about that income guarantee, yeah, we've got the numbers for that too. We'll break that down as well. We got to take a quick break here for Fox News. We will be right back. Hello and welcome to Money Matters. This is a special edition, of course, a recording, and this will be on our website separate. I mean, we have every program out there, unless there's a technical glitch. We always have the podcasts, and I know they're very popular, but this is one we're going to separate out because I want everybody to have access anytime to this information, the truth about equity indexed annuities. Are all annuities bad? No, most are. Are all annuities deceptive? No, not all. Some require full disclosure. Depends on who you're dealing with. Again, I want to reiterate, we've got all the basics talked about, the big picture. I'm going to dive into the numbers now of why it really can't work. I've already told you, because we capped the gains, that that's the fundamental reason you can't. Let's break it down further, though, because I think it's really important to understand. We have to understand that these products tie up money for a very long time. So I am looking at an actual contract, okay? And we've broke all the numbers out because this contract was taken out on 6/29/2011. Okay? 2011. Now, we know the market's done pretty good since then. And we have a product that tells us you can, in fact, have market participation with no risk. Well, that sounds pretty cool, and who wouldn't want that? But we've talked about that. But remember, in this product, we have 10 or 12, maybe higher, commissions to pay up front. Whew, man, is that smoking a lot of money. Holy cow. So let's say somebody puts $100,000 into a contract. Or like I've actually seen $1 million plus sometimes. Poor guy, I thought he was going to have a stroke when he understood what he had. This product here, if you don't think this is a big deal, I'm telling you, the client of ours that came in with this bought this from what he thought was a friend. Seriously. Thought. It was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking, seriously, to watch his discovery of what his friend had done to him. He'd betrayed him. And he knew it. So this product is done on 6/29/2011. That is the contract date, and in this particular case, $200,000 was put in. $200,000. So in our illustration, we have $20,000, maybe more, in commission paid to the person who wrote it. Doesn't have to do a thing anymore. That's it. It's over and done and out. And if my client takes the money out in that first year after discovering it, he would have an 18.5% surrender charge. Wow. By the way, the third year is still 18.5. Today, it's 15.5. He can't even get out whole. But let's pretend he's not wanting to get out and run the numbers for you. There's a bonus on this annuity, so they threw an extra $14,000 in, a 7% bonus. Isn't that nice? So he starts with $214,000. And we know the market has done very well. How well has the market done? Well, we decided to run just the S&P because that's what the index is. That's what they imply. We're going to go ahead. We have a point. It's called point-to-point. S&P in equity indexed annuity. The S&P, since June 29th of 16, and we only had the numbers through 6/29 of 17 because they only report them once a year. And we want to be exact, precise, so that nobody's too offended when we say that this is only done to seniors to take advantage of them and to get high commissions. And the people that do it ought not to do that. The S&P 500 grew. Now, we're not going to put a bonus because you don't get a bonus for throwing it into the S&P 500, right? There's no bonus. So we need to take that out. No bonus for us. So it's $200,000. Through last June, and we know what's happened since then, right? It's gone up a lot more. But through last June, 6 years into it, the S&P 500 doubled to $420,100, a 110% increase. Well, that sounds really good because the market's really good. But what about the annuity? Because it participates in the market, doesn't it? Well, let's take a look at that. How has the annuity done on their contract, this statement for the year. Are you ready? The contract now, with the bonus included, is worth $241,000. $241,000 or $420,000. I thought we participated with the market. Didn't you? $241,000 equates to less than a 3% return. Some kind of market participation. In a market that doubles, you got less than 3%. In fact, barely more than 2. Less than 2.1%. And you know what? He still can't get his money out. He doesn't really can't get that whopping 2% out. He can't change his mind at all. Because if he did, he'd get hit with the 15.5% surrender charge. In other words, his return is zero if he wants his money. So what market participation when the S&P 500 doubles, 110% increase, and you're telling me you have market participation and after 6 years, you can't get back a penny more than you put in? That's flipping criminal that this isn't disclosed. But it's right here. When you know what you're looking for. When you have the contract. But you see, when you're 6 years in, you still have a 15% surrender charge. How do you now figure out you made a mistake? What does it matter? You're stuck. So let's suppose you keep it for the full 10 years. So there's no surrender charge. Finally. Can you believe it? In the 10th year, there's still over 6% surrender charge? Good Lord. It's amazing. It's astounding. Isn't this astounding to you when you think about this? We are going to give you market participation. After 6 years, you can't get any gain in this contract out. But the Department of Insurance in the state of Idaho thinks this is okay? See, they're the ones that regulate this. This is amazing. 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 What do they do over there? Done with my rant. Maybe. I hope. So at the end of 10 years, we can finally get it out. But we're talking about 2% if the market keeps going up. If the market keeps going up. If you have a year where it loses, remember, you don't lose. So, but you don't gain. So your return is actually zero. .09% return after 6 years, not including a surrender charge that's 15.5%. Unbelievable. In a market that's gone up 110%, you make 12 if we don't include a 15% surrender charge. You see why we say it can't work? It can't. Now, for those of you who are out there saying, well, hey, that might be one thing, but I'm in it for an income guarantee. Oh, hold your horses. I got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to break that down too. You want a guaranteed income for life that you can't outlive? Sounds cool, doesn't it? Let's just say there's infinite numbers of ways better than this. But I will break the numbers down right after this. Hello and welcome to a special edition of Money Matters. Of course, we're wrapping up our thoughts and, if you will, our complete picture, as complete as I possibly can, picture of what really happens with real life equity indexed annuity contracts that are sold as market participation with no risk. Now, we broke down the numbers if you keep it and then you want to, you know, get rid of it and how it doesn't work. Even this poor man that after 6 years has zero return if he wants his money out. Zero. In a market that has 110% returns, and again, so we can be super exact. I mean spot on exact. So that the challengers can come forth if you choose. I've said this many times. Anybody that wants to argue about why these are such good products, I'm happy to entertain it. We took the contract. We took the annual statement. This is a fact. This is when the person took it out. 629 of 11 to 629 of 17. And we know the markets continued to go higher. And just again to reiterate, 110% return. So the $200,000 that our gentleman put in is worth $210,000 more than it is in this wonderful contract, including a bonus that if he gets rid of it in the next 4 years, he doesn't get. But we're going to include it. And if he took it out, he has a 15% surrender charge, so his return is zero. So we're all going to pretend all of that. But that's not market participation when the market goes up 110%. And when you have a value in the S&P of $209,000 difference. $209,000. That's not market participation at all. And I know it's frustrating. It's confusing. Why in the world are they able to say things like this? So on the other hand, I know the next step is going to be, but we've got an income guarantee. So I wanted to break that down, as I mentioned in the last segment. We've got to break that down so you understand what an income guarantee is. An income guarantee means that we are going to grow this original capital. In this case, that we've been talking about, $200,000. Of original capital is going to be worth $400,000 as an income for life. Not a kitty of money. That's where we begin the income for life. As we've seen, this return as a whopping, in a raging bull market, is a whopping 2.09%, making the assumption that we earn as much as 2.09%. Over the next few years, obviously, this contract will not be worth $400,000. Not even close. We're at $241,000 today, including the bonus. Now, we then say then for income, if this person lives long enough and he's 75 years old, so at 79, we begin to take income. And we're allowed to draw 5% income for life on $400,000. Because remember, we started with $200,000, and in 10 years, it doubles. Doubles for income. So we now get to take out 5% a year on double the money we put in beginning in the 11th year. Okay, so what is that really for a rate of return? Number one, our individual is beginning to draw income for life at 79 years old. If he were to die in the 15th year after, which is 25 years from the start date, golly, so we have to now live for 25 years, our rate of return would be 2.45%. Because at that point, the heirs would get nothing. It's all gone. The original 200, this theoretical 400, it's all gone. So the actual rate of return is 2.45. This individual was actually told, because he quoted the numbers, okay? And those of you who are going to jump ahead like I did, okay, you'll get this. 7.2% is what he was told was his return. And as I told you, this was a friend. this was a friend that sold him this. I watched a man's soul crushed. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to make this more dramatic than it is. I've seen people nearly have a stroke. They get so angry when they see what has actually happened to them. This is serious business when you find out a friend put you in something like this. 79 years old, starts drawing income. So if he lives for 25 years, his rate of return is 2.45. That's it. And the heirs get nothing. You see, you'd get more than that in a 30-year government bond. And guess what? Your heirs get the principal, too. There's no growth on a bond. But it's more guaranteed than this. But nobody's in there taking 10 or 12% commissions. No insurance companies are taking whatever excess on top of that in their guaranteed profit margins. You're not paying for marketing materials. You're not paying for lobbying efforts that make sure that the Department of Insurance in the state of Idaho doesn't touch this product. We don't want our companies and our agents not to be able to hammer senior citizens. We need to keep these available. You don't pay for all that when you buy a government bond. A higher return over a 25-year period with a stronger guarantee in a government bond, and your heirs get to keep the principal, which makes it a massively higher return. Literally, there is no benefit to this product except to the agent in particular that makes a massive amount of money, and we all know that comes out of your pocket, which is the next thing I want to just quickly say. Nobody gets to say that they don't, that you don't pay me anything. You have to disclose that, wouldn't you think? Isn't that like how business is done? I mean, when you buy and sell a house, things have certain rules. But in insurance, there's not. You don't have to disclose that the commission's there. They say they all say the same thing. Don't worry, the insurance company pays me. Yeah, it's magic fairies that pay you. The insurance company doesn't figure out a way to charge that back against you. Of course they do. That's why your returns are so low. Lower than anything on the planet. Not only if you need guarantees, if guarantees are the thing, if you don't want to participate in the market, then don't pretend you are. Your grandmother, who never got through the 9th grade, knew that there was no such thing as a free lunch. Absolutely nobody in this industry that's a professional, none of the big bankers out there, Warren Buffett doesn't play in this. Right? And wouldn't everybody, if you got to have market returns without risk? There is no panacea. We have to understand that no matter what we do, there's risk. There's liquidity risk. You can't get out of these things. There's low return risk, or called inflation risk. You can't even earn a bond return in this. All the money is gone over your lifetime unless you die early, and that means you get no return either. It's horrible beyond belief. And people that go off and go to a dinner seminar or something and tell me they're just getting information, stop it. You're not getting information at all. You're getting a one-sided sales job, snow job. That's not information. That's misleading dialogue. It's not information. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Don't do it. Don't go. Why would you let that get into your head thinking you've got something here? You don't. And you know it. In your heart, you know it. If you want more of these numbers, we're happy to send them out. Obviously, we're not going to disclose who this is, but these are the real numbers. This is what it really is. You want these numbers? You call our office, 853-2000, 208-853-2000. Go online, send us an email, petsofinancial.com, and you tell people that are thinking about it to listen to this segment. It'll be on the website. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day.